I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Last week, we explored the quiet wetland corner of a dairy farm with one of its owners, Aidan Bicken. This week, we're popping back in, just for a moment, to check out the business end of things at Kaiwaiwai Dairies in the lee of the Remataka Range in Wairarapa. On a typical morning in the final days of a particularly unsettled spring, there were paddocks to be fertilised and cows in for mating, to ensure the milk keeps flowing all year round.
Lots happening on the farm today.
Yeah, we're spreading the solids off the effluent system, putting nitrogen on, feeding calves.
And you've got WorkSafe coming as well.
And we've got WorkSafe coming.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. I'm Sally from Country Life.
Hey, how are you doing? I'm John Crenshaw.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What's your job here?
Manager.
And you haven't been here that long?
No, still fresh. Yeah. No, it came in 1st of June. You know, my values are similar to their values, so it's a good mesh. My focus initially coming into here is farm beautification, and the second thing is efficiency. A lot of your normal things that you do were kind of thrown out the window last year, and even half the year before.
Because of the rain,
just
because of
so
the
wet. You know, just no growth. No, there was so many things that were making it very hard.
And now you have a drought looming.
Well, we're lucky we've got about 60-70% of the farms irrigated, so at this stage, everything's status quo till end of November, and we'll see what happens after that, I guess. But yeah.
We've got quite a bit of flexibility around drought handling. We're split calving, 300 in the autumn, 600 in the spring. So as it gets dry, we will start drying off our autumn calving herd. So February's pretty cruisy month here. We get down to 650 odd cows to milk. The problem becomes in March when we start calving, and if that dry continues on. But again, is that we'll prioritise the new calvers, will dry off spring calving cows, the same as any normal dairy farm would be doing in a drought. So we don't want to be feeding supplement to lower producing animals. So we'll pull all the normal levers around a drought, but we've got some irrigation that keeps green pasture in the system, and weather permitting, we'll have a couple of hundred hectares of silage. Well, we should be 80 hectares of silage.
40 hectares getting mowed today, so.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, so it should be, hopefully all covered up by Thursday before the rain on Friday.
So how do you keep the cows cool in a drought? Have you got any insurance policies around that?
Work in progress on that. First thing we do is reduce herd size. So the autumn calvers disappear out of the system. They'll head across the road where there's a lot more shade and that sort of thing. So that group's fine. The milking herd at the moment, there is shelter around the farm, but not every paddock yet. That's a bit of a work in progress. But we're looking at actually options of a cover over our feed pad in there, so cows could come in possibly straight after, lunchtime-ish, and be under cover through the shed, maybe back under cover for a bit before heading back out to pasture for the night.
We're back at the sheds.
Yes.
What's happening today?
We're in mating now, so AI. We'll run this for 8 weeks. And we're not going to use bulls at all this year, so we're just going to do artificial insemination right through. So yeah, fingers crossed we make it.
Why that decision not to use bulls?
A few reasons. One, bulls are a nuisance on farms. They're hard on stock, they're hard on staff, and also because we milk all year round, cows have the flexibility of sort of just carrying on if they're still producing well, and we can give them another go in autumn.
It's a messy job.
Yeah, it is.
So one of the breeding program is that we're going for a Friesian cross with a stainless steel tube. So we're not
What's
sure.
What's that going to look like?
So this is Friesian into the herd, into the main herd. We rear heifer replacements both in the spring and in the autumn. We rear a few bulls for either ourselves or for contracts. This year, everything's been sold. Any bobby calves this year?
20 probably was all we sent out of... $650.
Yep. Well, out of 900 calvings or 950 calvings this year, yep, will be is 20 bobby calves. Mm. We'd gone to mating our yearlings to Angus rather than Jersey to produce a beef cross calf for sale. It hasn't been wildly successful, as I suspect one of the bulls threw big calves, so we had a few calving problems. But we'll also use short gestation Hereford for anything that we don't want to rear. Replacements from, so that'll throw a white-faced calf, so they're quite clear in the when they come into the shed that it's a non-rearer. They all go for sale. We've got a long-standing contracts to supply those to rearers.
Oh. I'm being protected from the back end here. The
man it's in, only a very small protection. But
yeah, the man in camouflage.
In the dairy shed at Kaiwaiwai Dairies with shareholder Aidan Bicken and manager John Crawshaw.
Yeah, I should have known wearing bright pink is not a good idea when the AI technicians are at work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.